It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hello, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. Again, super excited to be here, super excited to have you here. And I really appreciate all of you that are still tuning in every week, are still taking the time to work on yourself, to shift your perspective, work on your mindset, grow to the best version of yourself. Like, good for you for following up, good for you for showing up. I'm super proud of you and I'm so honored that you choose to be here every week. Thank you so much. Again, your support means the world to me. And today I want to talk about fears because I think it's a very important subject. I think it's the one thing that is holding people back. I think it's very present in all of us and I think it should be discussed. So, right before New Year, or maybe like the day after January 1st, I can't remember, I asked on my Instagram, I asked my followers to tell me what their 2023 goals were. And I got a different list from all kinds of people, all kinds of goals that were on there. But essentially, like the same few goals really came back with a lot of people. One of them being like start your side business or start your business. I had changed careers. I had really start the gym, express how I feel, start prioritizing myself, start, you know, letting go of people's judgment, launch a podcast, writing a book. This is all incredibly cool goals, and it's goals that can really change your life. Like, it can really bring your dream life to life. So I was super excited to see those goals. But I think it's important to share this message because I really want each and every one of you to actually start them, to actually start moving that needle forward so you can actually get there and get to your dream life. And I think what's holding us back, like, it's fear. Like, if you told me that you wanted to start your business and you haven't started yet, it's because of fear. It's fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of uncertainty, fear of change, financial fears, fear of being judged, fear that the market goes down and that the people won't buy in. Like, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's made up in your mind. It's complete bullshit. And you just got to do it anyway. You really just got to do it anyway. When I started my network marketing business, I was petrified. I was traumatized. I was really, really scared of what people would say. I was really scared of failing and then asking myself what people would say if I fail. I had all of these fears in my mind, but I did it anyway. And it turned out to be one of the best thing I could have done for myself. Same for starting to open up more on my social media. It was and still is petrifying to me. Like, to this day, like, whenever I do a live, I feel like my heart wants to get out of my chest. I'm shaking, I'm sweating, and all I can think about is, why the hell am I doing this? Because it's so friggin' scary. Like, when I started my podcast, I wanted to crawl under the bed. Like, I remember when I launched the first episode, like, my heart was pounding. I was like, holy shit, did I really do that? Like, it was so friggin' scary. Like, and it's still scary. It still scares the shit out of me. Like, I'm starting my workshop next week, and some of the girls were telling me how they were scared of, like, they signed up, they paid, but they were so scared of coming to the workshop because it's new, it's different, it's stepping out of their comfort zone. And I was like, girl, I'm right there with you. If you are scared, imagine me. I'm in front of you all with a camera, and I'm pouring my heart out and giving you my energy. And I have no idea if it's going to be a great turnout or if it's going to be shit. Like, I don't know. So it is scary. We all live with fear, but you need to do it anyway. You friggin' need to do it anyway. And listen, people will talk. People will talk. That's a given. We all know this. I've had some nasty, mean comments on my Instagram stuff from people I don't know, which I friggin' delete immediately and move on because they don't know me. So clearly, I can't take that comment personally. And I've had comments from people that I actually know that were actually hurtful and really bothered me for a minute. And one comment in particular was from a woman that I thought very highly of. She's from where I'm from back home, and I'm not going to say a name, but anyways, I people know her. She's kind of well known in her industry, and she left a comment on one of my posts. She thought that she was messaging privately one of her friends, laughing about a reel that I posted, but she screwed up and she actually commented on my actual reel. So I saw it. And it really, really bothered me. Like the first minute I saw it, I was like, what the hell? Like there was this part of me trying to be like, that can't be it. Like, she's not being that mean to me. It cannot be it. I know that woman. She knows me. We've interacted before. We have some mutual friends. And I was just like, no, this can't be it. This is not what she means. Like, I value her too much for her to disappoint me like that. And It she really meant what she wrote there. Like, maybe she didn't mean to hurt me, because obviously she didn't expect me to see it, but she did post that, and I could have let that really affect me for a few days, and I could have let that really hold me back from keep being real and keep posting my raw emotions. And I was like, you know what? No, this has everything to do about her and nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. I'm in my own lane. I'm doing my own shit. And that comment, that scenario, it happened for her. It was for her so she could realize something out of this and have a lesson out of this. So as soon as I was able to detach from that situation and really realize that it was out of my control and it had nothing to do with me, and I was so much empowered in my own skin that I wouldn't let that affect me for more than 5 minutes, I was like, good to go. I was like, screw you, woman. Like, I'm doing my thing. So you really, really have to focus on your people. Like, I could scream right now because I'm just so passionate about this. Like, you, as soon as you're like doing things that are in line with your purpose and what you truly, truly want to do, and it's authentic and it's coming from a place of love, you will find your people. Your people will gravitate to you, and the people that are not meant to be in your life will move on to different things. And that's okay, because the people that will come to you, that's your people. That's your tribe. That's the people that you want in your circle. They're going to make you feel inspired. They're going to empower you. They're going to make you feel creative. Like, so you really got to focus on those people, and you got to take those visors off. Like, you got to be able to see you got to be able to see the bigger picture. You have to take a step back and look outside the box. Right now, in your mind, you're like, if I start this business, only my mom is going to buy something from me. That's because you're looking at your close surrounding to see who could potentially support your business. Stop doing that, because your people You're not seeing them right now. They're not in your face. But I promise you that if you start the business, if you do it from a place of love, if it's aligned with your purpose, what you're meant to be doing, and you're passionate about it, your people will show up in your life and they will support you until the end of time. So stop with that friggin' fear. It's bullshit. It's made up. And just friggin' do it anyway. Friggin' do it anyway, because fear is holding you back from your dream life, and it will keep hold you back until you decide to just step on it and go for it. You have all of this limitless potential inside of you, and you need to tap into it. People need you in their lives, and you got to start walking that walk and being that amazing human being that you can be. So I hope this gave you hope. I hope that you know that you're not alone. I'm constantly doing things scared. Still today, everything I'm doing, I'm most likely shitting my pants because I'm so scared, but I'm still doing it. And the rewards I'm getting out of it is like nothing I ever imagined in my life. So I invite you to do the same. Just take that step forward, move that needle forward, and just experience your best life, because it's right there. It's waiting for you. It's just waiting for you to say, beep you fear, I'm going for it and I'm here for it. And honestly, like, from the outside looking in, I can't wait to support you. I can't wait to see you do it. I can't wait to cheer you on. And I'm just so proud of all of you already for taking that step forward. And I love you. And I'm wishing you a wonderful day. Bye.